I'm Calvin Miller. I lead the Agribusiness and Finance Group within the Rural Infrastructure and Agroindustries Division of FAO.
Can you tell me why rural finance today is important?
Well, rural and agriculture finance are really important as we're trying to get more funding and more investment into the rural areas. The focus of FAO is on agriculture and food security, but when we look at financial services, we look beyond strictly agriculture into all of the rural support services as well as agriculture. It makes a better financing mechanism to be complete, but it's also the support services are important for agriculture as well as direct funding of agriculture.
What challenge do you face in trying to build capacity on rural finance if you consider that any rural inhabitant should have access to rural financing?
Well, if we go back to why we started CAPFIN, the Capacity Building for Rural Finance, it was because people said agricultural finance didn't work. And so we wanted to share out both resource material and capacity development materials to help people understand how it can and does work successfully. So together with partners, FAO initiated what's now a 5-institutional partnership arrangement with EFAD, GIZ, World Bank, and UN Capital Development Fund to work together on both a knowledge platform, what we call the Rural Finance Learning Center, for sharing in 3 languages, but also working together on filling some of the missing gaps of information. And so we've worked together for 10 years on this. The Rural Finance Learning Center has a well-developed, it's the gateway for this topic. And one of the unique things compared to many website gateways is the focus on capacity development materials in many forms, from e-learning to ready-to-use downloadable training materials.
Are those tools accessible to the rural people?
They're accessible to anyone with internet access. They're also copied onto CDs and others for going further downstream, but most of the people using them are those involved in training, those in, or ministry level, extensionists, and financial institutions. It's not so much for the small farmer directly, but those who are working with development of financial services and related services that support financial services, especially to the lower income categories of users.
And what are the next steps, and do you have the means to go forward?
Our next step is we have new funding from our partners. It's close to $1 million when we put together the counterpart from EFAD, FAO, UNCDF, and the other partners for both operating the learning center, making it even more robust than it currently is, but also doing some what we're calling evidence-based assessment in the field, both looking at how to analyze missing areas of information to help on the learning, as well as to work with other network hubs for sharing out the information that's being disseminated in a more comprehensive way. It also serves for gathering information and learning, which is an ongoing process.
Just as a practical example, last year we had the International Year of Cooperatives. How useful can it be to cooperatives, rural cooperatives?
Cooperatives are one of the very important ways of financing in rural areas. They can reach down to the very poor. They also serve the more small and medium-sized households. Very, very little for the wealthy because they use other banking channels. It's hard to say what percentage of financing comes through cooperatives, but it's actually relatively high, especially among the lower income households.